she had dead the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It's finally here, Election Day. Donald Trump voted earlier and said he's prepared to concede if he believes the process is fair.
If I lose an election, if it's a fair election, I'd be the first one to acknowledge it.
But he again criticized electronic voting and said waiting for results from Pennsylvania would be an outrage. Bloomberg political reporter Laura Davidson.
Pennsylvania is one key example where the polls show it is basically deadlocked. This could come down to a couple thousand votes either way, which means that we could be waiting for days as these states count these votes, which really presents an opportunity for misinformation, disinformation, and for one side to claim victory prematurely or without evidence, without the data supporting it.
Kamala Harris is in Washington today and taking part in radio interviews on WVEE.
We got to get it done. Today is voting day and people need to get out and be active.
States nationwide have been working to keep the polls safe today. In Philadelphia, DA Larry Krasner.
We are not going to tolerate interference with a free, fair, and final election here.
There have been bomb threats called into some Georgia polling places, but CBS News security contributor Sam Vinograd says it's something law enforcement officials have been prepared for.
I'm expecting more bomb threats. I'm hopeful that all of them are non-credible, but folks should not be surprised if there's more bomb threats or swatting threats or other kinds of criminal activity, but they should know that their law enforcement personnel and their communities have been training for this exact type of scenario.
Stacy Lynn reports many Georgia voters are enthusiastic.
In Snellville, Georgia.
My first time voting and with my sons.
Montasir Chowdhury cast his ballot, his baby in red and white footy pajamas in his arms.
If we want our kids to follow some footsteps, we should start them young. And, you know, at 11 months old, he came with his dad to the first time voting.
And he had this message for others.
I just hope people treat each other, you know, like a genuine person, not just based on who you vote.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
In the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant. Netanyahu said there have been too many differences between them over Israel's wars. The announcement was still a surprise. Officials in Gaza say 20 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike today in northern Gaza, most of them women and children. Stocks are rallying as voters head to the polls on Election Day. Currently, the Dow is up 377 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed a budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. Pleasant Prairie Police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week. A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh outlet mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win 3 or 4 in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs."
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers won their home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We got a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmanwell. The Civic Media Network is all staffed up and ready to deliver all of tonight's election results on air and online. So plan to stay up to date on the latest results, beginning with the pregame at 6 and results from 8 until it all ends. You can hear it on the Civic Media app or on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
In the cool of the evening. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold me.
from Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office for us. Brett?
Well, the only new release in the top five came in at number five, and it was Sony Pictures Here, starring Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, directed by Robert Zemeckis. It earned $5 million. And number four in its second week of release was Conclave with $5.3 million. And number three was the horror title Smile 2. This Paramount Pictures release brought in $6.8 million. At number two, and still delighting family audiences, in its sixth week of release was The Wild Robot, earning $7.6 million for Universal Pictures. In total, The Wild Robot has earned over $120 million domestically. And at number one for the second week in a row was Venom the Last Dance, earning $26.1 million. This upcoming week, Venom the Last Dance will have new competition with new releases, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which is a faith-based movie based on a very popular book and directed by Dallas Jenkins, and Heretic, an R-rated psychological thriller starring Hugh Grant, who plays the chilling role of a strange man who sets off a cat-and-mouse game after two religious women are drawn inside his home. There are so many great movies at the box office. Go check one out today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wise men
can, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be to be? Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my heart.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, it's Elvis Presley and Can't Help Falling in Love. You ever wonder how the phrase Elvis has left the building came into American lexicon? Well, it all happened on this date in 1971 when Elvis Presley kicked off a 15-date North American tour at the Metropolitan Sports Center in Minneapolis. Announcer Al DeVorin uttered the phrase Elvis has left the building at the end of the show. He was asked to make that announcement in an effort to quiet the fans who continued to call for an encore.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Love it.
For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Pleasant Prairie Police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week. A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh outlet mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. Police say they believe the three men arrested were part of a ring responsible for $55,000 in thievery across 18 states. The Republican National Committee conceded in court this morning that their allegations of restricted election observers in Milwaukee were incorrect. It followed a lawsuit filed yesterday. An RNC attorney stated that after checking with observers at various polling locations, they found no evidence of restrictions. The judge this morning expressed concern over the timing of the RNC's lawsuit. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Live election coverage starts at 6 on our sister station, 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky on WRJN. Interesting factoid about Norman Greenbaum. He used to be a goat farmer.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe? day that I die. This will be the day that I die. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Couple of shows coming up at Memorial Hall that you might want to make note of. The first one is coming up this Friday night. It's called Pure Soul. It is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. And the second show that you want to make note of over in Memorial Hall is coming up on Friday, November 22nd. And it is a Fleetwood Mac tribute show. All the songs that you love recreated with passion and artistry. Don Rosen has tickets to give away all week on his morning show from 6 to 9. So if you want tickets for either Pure Soul this Friday night or the Fleetwood Mac tribute show on Friday, November 22nd, you can go to festivalpark.com and click on the events page.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz.
I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what, I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan. And the American dream, I think, is at risk. You know, you look around us and all you see is drama. Politics, as you've heard me say many, many times, is about hope. And then when we get that message out there, we have to be concerned about delivering. And I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are two people who share that idea about listening to people, understanding what is motivating them, and reassuring them with specific plans that address the kinds of concerns that they have.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 540 AM or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the
forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till the night it takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till the night it takes a T-Bird away.
Well, it's me standing cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till the night it takes a T-Bird away.
Fun to your daddy, take your T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy and the T-Bird have
fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Beach Boys, fun, 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 and WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Of course, the Beach Boys really popular in the 1960s, but they had another big hit in the 1980s. 1988, in fact, on this date, the Beach Boys went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Kokomo. It peaked at number 25 in the U.K. The track had been featured in the film Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And timeless hits. WRJN.